Over the weekend, thousands of Haitians protested an increase in fuel prices imposed by the Haitian government and the International Monetary Fund. After a few days of protests, the government pulled a U-turn and canceled the fuel price hikes. But protests continue, and the country's prime minister, Jacques-Guy Lafontaine, stepped down as a result. Jacqueline Charles, the Miami Herald's Caribbean correspondent, joins us now to discuss the situation on the ground. Jacqueline, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So take us back to the beginning of this situation. How did the price hikes come about, and why did the Haitian government and the IMF say that they were needed?
Well, the IMF has said that Haiti is keeping its gas prices artificially low, benefits the rich and not poor Haitians, and that Haiti's basically giving away $160 million of money that it badly needs every year. And that is almost the equivalent to the current deficit that the country is running in its budget. So in an agreement between the IMF and the Haitian government, they decided that among the reforms that Haiti would make, it would be to raise fuel prices. Now, this has been talked about for months, but the government waited until, you know, just a week ago when Haitians were watching, or more like distracted with the World Cup, because they're huge Brazilian fans. So they were watching the Brazilian-Belgium game. And during that game is when the announcement was made. And I can tell you, 5 minutes after the game was over, barricades started going up. And when we talk about barricades, we're talking about burning tires, whatever people could find, they were blocking major streets.
Now, talk to us a little bit about what and who would be impacted by this increase, these price hikes.
Well, the price hikes, they impact everybody. I mean, everything in Haiti is essentially imported, and Haiti's fuel bill is about $1 billion. But the poor would be heavily impacted. When you think about kerosene, which they use to light up their homes, the price of kerosene went up by 51%. If you think about a woman who's working at a maid at a hotel, and under the Haitian minimum wage, she's making $4.39 a day for 8 hours of work. If she has two children that has to go on public transportation, the price of which also went up, almost half her salary a day would go just to get her kids to and from school.
Can you tell us why then the prime minister felt the need to resign?
He didn't feel the need to resign. Actually, he was being very defiant all week. I mean, the private sector, the business community, political institutions, everyone was asking for him to resign except for the president. And so when he went into the parliament, the lower chamber on Saturday, they really believed that there would be a no-show and there would not be a quorum. It's a 117-member chamber. They needed 60 members. And so when he arrived, he was very confident. And what started to happen was the game. There was a game going on at that point. And when the game was over, parliamentarians started showing up. And they realized that the votes were against them. They called for a 10-minute break, a closed session. And I actually tweeted and hinted, will the prime minister now resign? And sure enough, when he got up to the mic, he announced it prior to coming into the chamber. He had given the president his resignation. But nobody believes that. I mean, we all believe that the resignation was done right there and then during that 10-minute break, because he saw that the odds were against him and he was about to get a no-confidence vote from the chamber.
And are we expecting any other resignations, including potentially Haiti's president, or is it still too early to tell?
Well, the way this works is the prime minister had an 18-member cabinet, and that is the government. The prime minister under the Haitian system runs the government. So when he resigned, the entire government resigned. Right now, the president, no. The president is elected. He's there. He gave a speech Saturday night. He says that he's going to work on finding a new prime minister to lead an inclusive government. Everybody is watching him, because I can tell you that in the streets, there were calls, and there continue to be calls, for his resignation. So right now, some will argue that President Jovenel Moïse has been weakened by this, and how he emerges is going to be how he plays his cards in the coming weeks.
And we'll be keeping an eye on this story as it develops, of course. Jacqueline Charles is the Miami Herald's correspondent for the Caribbean. Jacqueline, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.